In the county where I grew up in South Carolina, there were two towns in that county that were roughly the same size. They were kind of rival towns in that county. North Augusta, South Carolina, was my hometown, and Aiken was the other town. It was about 20 miles to the east of us. The two towns were very similar in many ways. Geographically, they were about the same size in terms of land or area. Population-wise, they were roughly equivalent, about 15,000 people at that time in both communities. But also, both towns were built on higher elevated areas. They were built on hilltops there, and these two very similar towns competed in just about everything from high school football to business to you name it. It was pretty much, for the most part, a friendly rivalry. But between these two towns of North Augusta and Aiken, there was a low area of land. In this low area of land, there were several very small communities, not really towns or cities, but just small gatherings, clusters that had names attached to them, like Langley and Bath and Clearwater and others. But to those who lived in North Augusta and Aiken, this entire area was not known by the individual names of these small communities. It was known by one name, the Valley. Between North Augusta and Aiken, there was the Valley. And in the Valley, it primarily consisted of textile mills and, as you can imagine, many rows of mill houses built around those factories that people had lived in for decades. Some of the residents of these two hill towns believed that nothing good ever came from the Valley. Life was thought to be tough in the Valley. If you lived in either of the hill communities, there was really no reason to go to the Valley. The only reason one would be in the Valley was if a person was traveling from one hill community to the next. And to be honest, if there was any way to get from one hill community to the other without going through the Valley, then that was the preferred way to go. For many people, life was tough in the Valley, and if you don't have to go there, stay away. I often think about where I grew up when I read this psalm, especially verse 4 of Psalm 23. We're all on a journey. None of us stays in the same place very long. We're always moving, and life is always changing, and sometimes in life, we get to enjoy the high places. We get to experience those times when life is good and things are working out the way we want life to work. But there are other times, times when we must travel through the low places, the valleys. And life can be tough in the Valley. Life can be difficult when we have to venture through or stay for a while in the low places. As Philip Keller, our modern-day sheep herder, who we've relied upon in this sermon series, writes, he says, "As with ordinary sheep management, so with God's people, one only gains higher ground by climbing up through the valleys." In other words, we're not magically lifted from one high place to the next high place in life. All of us have to spend time in the Valley. And when we venture through the Valley in life, maybe we feel frightened, afraid, lonely, maybe even sad. For sometimes the Valley causes us to experience pain and sorrow. And if we had our choice, we would choose to go a different route, any way around the Valley. But we don't always have a choice. Sometimes things don't turn out the way we planned. Life can take us on a detour. Or sometimes there's only one place or one way to get from where we are in life to the next place, and that path is through a dark, deep valley. As David wrote Psalm 23, he understood this truth. He knew it all too well. We have walked with David through some of the valleys of his own life. But you know, David knew about the valleys not only as a human being, he also knew about these valleys as a shepherd. David knew what it was like trying to lead sheep from one pasture to the next pasture, but finding that the only path that led to that next pasture was through a dark and difficult valley. As David writes these words, he has all these memories in his mind. He remembers what it was like being a young shepherd and trying to get the sheep to the next pasture. So he writes these words, words of comfort about the Lord as our shepherd. He writes that God is with us as we venture through the difficult times in life. In this psalm in verse 4, David writes, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For God, I know that you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." You see, of all six verses in this short but beloved psalm, verse 4 may be the most pivotal. It reminds us that God is with us in all experiences of life, even and maybe especially as we journey through the low places and the valleys of life. Today we should state very clearly that of all the valleys that any of us journey through in life, the valley of the shadow of death is probably the most difficult. The valley that causes us to experience the pain of loss and grief is perhaps the deepest and darkest and most troubling valley that any of us experience. And here David writes these words of comfort. This psalm, especially verse 4, has comforted so many Christians as they lie on their own deathbed. As a pastor, as a minister, I've had the opportunity many times to stand by someone's bed as they are dying, transitioning from this life to the next life, and even reading this psalm and seeing the comfort that a person, a believer, experiences as they hear these wonderful words of verse 4 and the peace and the assurance that comes as they struggle with their own mortality. But you know, comfort and peace from this psalm and from verse 4 are not only for the person who is dying. Psalm 23, verse 4, is much greater and has much broader application than just comforting those who are dying. I learned the broader meaning of this psalm many years ago. I was a chaplain in a hospital in Louisville, Kentucky, and I was on call one evening, and I got paged about 3 o'clock in the morning to come to the ICU unit. And I made my way there, and when I got there, I learned that a 55-year-old man had experienced a severe stroke, and he would not survive. I walked in the room, and I met his wife, his 2 daughters, his son, and a daughter-in-law. As I talked with them, I quickly learned they were Catholic. So I left the room just for a moment, called their priest, and asked him to come and join us. Several minutes later, the priest arrived, and we all gathered around that hospital bed in the ICU room, and we stood in silence as we watched the monitor dwindle from a slow, erratic heartbeat to a solid, flat line. We had been standing there in silence for several minutes when the priest took out his Bible. He opened it to Psalm 23. And he began reading. He got through the first 3 verses, but just before he got to verse 4, he paused. I still remember, he looked up from the Bible and he looked around the room and he said something like this. He said, "Now I want you to know, this verse is for you. You're walking through the valley, but your husband, your father, your family member, he'll be staying there. But you will continue on your way. Just remember," he said, "it is God who has led you here and will lead you through the valley. And then he read, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." The priest said, in the middle of the night, in that quiet hospital room, that verse 4 was for the family. He didn't read that verse for the man lying in the bed. But instead, he was very clear. This verse is for those who venture on. Now, we may want to argue about whether or not someone who believes in Christ actually stays in the valley. But his point was so well made. Those of us who venture through the valley emerge on the other side of the hill. And that night, the psalm, verse 4, was read for those who would venture to the next hillside. Most of you know what I'm talking about this morning. You have traveled this path with loved ones. You've experienced the feelings and the emotions that come with journeying through this valley with someone. You've walked the path with someone you love. You stood beside their bed as they transitioned away from this earthly life. You held their hand as together you ventured into the valley of the shadow of death. But at some point there came that time when you had to let go of that hand. And though you entered that valley together, you came out of the valley at a different place from your loved one. If you've been on that journey, then you understand what David's writing about. If you haven't, then no, you will. At some point, all of us in life venture through the valley of the shadow of death. It is a universal experience. And though we might all wish to go another way, though we might all wish there was some detour, some other way to go, often it's only through the valley that we must journey. This morning, the words of this psalm are for all of us. They're words of comfort and hope for our experiences of grief. If you have walked through the valley of the shadow of death with someone, that valley will always be part of your life. And let us be clear, you are never the same on the other side of the valley as you were when you entered the valley. For part of ourselves, part of who we are, part of our loved one remains there in the valley even when we venture out. But our good shepherd is still leading. The rod and staff of the Lord comfort us. God knows all about our grief and our sorrow and wants to provide for our needs. That's what David is writing about in Psalm 23. And while life cannot be the same as it was before we entered the valley, life can still be full of God's abundant promises and presence and grace. That's exactly what Paul was writing about in his letter to his Christian friends in Rome that we read earlier in our service today. Lucy read it for us. When Paul is writing to his Christian friends, he knows the questions that they have on their hearts and their minds, and he wants to answer them. So he asks their questions for them and gives a response. What he says is this: what can separate us from the love of God? In other words, they ask, is there anything on this earth, in this world, that can separate God's presence and love and grace from us? Can trouble separate God from us? No, Paul says. Well, what about hardships and persecutions, they ask? No, Paul says. What about famine? What about severe hunger? Can that keep God's presence away from us? No, Paul says. I've experienced it. God's presence is greater. God's grace is greater. What about danger? What about frightening situations in life? Can that pull us away from God's love and grace? No, Paul says. God is more powerful than any and all of these things. Ah. But what about death? Can death separate us from God's love? It seems to be the ultimate. Can death separate us from God's love and presence and grace? And again, the powerful, confident answer is no. Absolutely not. Nothing in this world is more powerful than the love and grace of God. In all of these things, Paul says, we are more than conquerors. Because God is always with us. There is nothing that can separate us from God's love and care and grace, not even death. Now, this morning, I don't know about the valleys that you have been through. I know some of them, if you've shared them with me, but I don't know all of them. And I don't even know all of the valleys that you are currently experiencing in life. More than that, none of us, no one here, knows the valleys that are just up the road ahead of us, maybe around the curve. None of us know where life is leading. But we can know who is leading us. We can know who our good shepherd is. We can know, as we listen and believe the words of David in Psalm 23, that we are more than conquerors no matter what life's journey leads us through. These are words of hope. These are words of comfort and assurance, not only for those facing death, but for all of us who venture through life's valleys on our way to the next hillside. This morning, hear these words of hope. These words are for you. Someone has written, "The darkness is sometimes too dense for us to see or to be able to see Christ. But faith can always be sure that Christ is there. Not because of the evidence of sense or feeling, but because Christ has said to us, I will never leave you nor forsake you." So David says to us, keep your eye on the good shepherd. Follow the Lord's rod and staff, even through the valley. For you will find new paths of righteousness just on the other side of the valley. You will be led to green pastures. You will venture beyond the dark valley that you are currently experiencing. You will once again experience the cool, calm, refreshing waters that the Good Shepherd wants you to experience. But for now, know this. No valley is so deep, so dark, so difficult, or so long that it could ever separate you from the love of God. No valley can keep us from experiencing God's love and presence and grace. Not even death. Not even death. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we continue to give you thanks for the words of this psalm that are so meaningful for the living of these days. Lord, in these words, we experience comfort, we experience peace, and most of all, we experience hope. Lord, continue to remind us each and every day that there is nothing in this life that can ever separate your presence and your grace from us. For you have promised to never leave us nor forsake us. To help us always to walk in the footsteps of Jesus as we live with faith and courage each and every day. For we make this our prayer in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.